for this title. And he's got to go to Middlesbrough and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Spencer, you've got an actual football team.
Yeah, it's always been an actual football team, and a lot of people agree that it's an actual football team now, that's the difference. But yeah, no, it's good, mate.
But this is an actual football team in the professional football pyramid.
In an actual league, yeah, I know, mate. It's a bit surreal, really. It's all, like, come about quite quickly. But as you've seen today, we're up and running, and we're doing okay.
So let's take it back to the genesis of this as an idea. You're playing FIFA Ultimate Team with two.
Yeah.
And then you created these friendlies from it, using that FIFA Ultimate Team kind of model on FIFA and things like that, and it was interesting, it was different, and it was good. It was
divided opinion, didn't it? Divided opinion. Some people thought it was...
I could ask you what shirt United play in, what colour, and people would give you 10 different answers.
Yeah.
So it's red, or it's blood red, or it's dark red. You know what I mean? It's just, that's the internet, isn't it? Everyone just argues anyway. But you created something that was based on real football,
yeah,
based on a video game, which I think has been a bit of a unique look at it. Where do you go from doing that to be sitting in the stadium after you've just played essentially professional football game?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not quite professional yet. We're trying to be. To be honest with you, mate, it goes back even further than that. Like we chatted about earlier, it goes back to when I first started making football videos on YouTube, and I used to film with my dad, who was a physio at another club, and Debs, who's our manager now, was the assistant manager at a club called East Thurrock. And I used to film like a documentary series about the running of that team. I wasn't a part of the team, I was a fan, and I was a friend of this club, but they let me film stuff. And then I kind of, and this is way before I had any sort of significant numbers of viewers or subscribers, all the viewers were in the kind of hundreds at that point. I really liked the content, but I didn't have an audience, and I wanted to go get an audience. I was a big fan of FIFA, still am, you know, a massive part of my life. And it was by making that gaming content was what really allowed me to have a voice, if you like. But I always wanted to get back to football at some point, or incorporate football again. And so yeah, we went all around the houses, if you like. And then what we did with Hashtag to start was sort of like, I had this kind of modern football fan audience. It's not the same as the guys that were going to non-league to watch East Thurrock. It's younger guys and enjoying FIFA, obviously watching my FIFA videos. How can we incorporate the two? So we went down that angle. It ultimately was a solution to a problem. We needed a way to play friendlies that meant something. You know, because how long can you play friendlies before people get bored? So we thought, well, technically, every time you play it on the team, you're playing a friendly because we're not in the league. Might be in the same division as the other team, but there's no league for them. So how can we make it interesting to us? It worked in our favour massively, to be honest, because it meant every game meant something to us. And unlike FIFA, the teams we were playing weren't in the division format, so they were friendlies for them. That's why we won a lot of games, I think. And but that had a cap on it. You know, we did it, and it was great, and we had a great time, and I got to play because it was a low enough level that I could get away with it. And now we've gone up a level. You know, we've gone to very much back to the beginning, and it was always an ambition of ours to make a club and take it in this sort of direction. We didn't know how that was going to go. We didn't know what level we'd have to start at. We didn't know if we'd merge with an existing club or if we'd start our own. How we have ended up doing it is amazing, and it's really, we started ourselves. The restructuring that happened, perfect timing for us with non-league football. We were able to jump straight in at step six, where we are now, 10th tier of English football, and we're finding our feet.
There's a lot of teams recently bringing a lot of attention to this level. Salford City, FC United, AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah.
For better or worse, a lot of them are getting mostly good. Salford started getting a bit less good praise now because they're seen as buying the league.
Yeah.
What's the ambition for Hashtag United? Is it to enter the Football League eventually? Is it to be a community club? At the moment, we're playing in Tottenham, but where's the community of Hashtag United?
It's a very good online point. Community. It is an online community. Someone said the other day, James Stevens, one of our players, he nicked this line from HSBC. He said, Hashtag United, the world's local football club, which I quite liked. We were a nomadic team. We didn't have a home base. We used to play our games just up the road there when we were at home, but we've never had a community because we've been online. That's something we need to change. Right now we're ground share with Haringey Borough, but we're an Essex-based club, really. That's where I'm from. It's where the guys work and live. So we'd like to go back that way at some point, I think. But who knows what happens. When we know where we're going to be, we'll really make an effort to reach out to the community. And we did it today. I mean, you saw, we had 500 people here today. It was amazing. We do want to be part of wherever we're playing. But yeah, we're aware we need a long-term place. At the same time, though, we are based online. We have people listening to the audio commentary today from Singapore, Thailand, Canada, America, Mexico, as well as other places in Europe. So we don't want to lose that. We don't want to be like the other clubs, but there's certain things we need to do. Long-term goal is really to be sustainable and to be to we're certainly not in a position to buy the league, as other clubs are. We're not Gary Neville. We haven't got millions of pounds that we can put in, or another investor, as they do. A lot is said about the sponsorship deals we have and things like that, but we also have so many more costs than any teams at this level. You know, we've got staff, we've got 4 full-time esports players that get paid living wage. You know, we've got 6-7 members of staff, we've got costs of actually producing the content, as you all know, as a YouTuber, how much it costs when you're adding extra cameras and extra editors and stuff. So we spend a lot of money. We spend the money just as fast as we get it. So we're not in a position to, we don't pay our players. No one really at this level does. I'd love us to get to a point where we and maybe having to start paying players if we can afford to and we can compete, but really we want to find our feet and work out what sort of level we should be at, who the best players we can attract right now with the existing hashtag model, and see where we are. Right now we're doing well, we're top of the league, but there's a lot, long way to go. There's a lot of teams with games in hand. If we can get a few promotions over the next sort of 3, 4, 5 years, but it's not about getting to place X and like that's the end of the goal. If we stay in this league for the next 20 years but we're still sustainable and we're a club that has fans and we're still getting viewership online, I'm buzzing with that. It's not about having to get to place X. What's good about us is we can be a sustainable business model football club without getting promotion. It's about sustaining the viewership. Of course we're going to push for wins. We're all people that want to win games. We've got a great manager, we've got great players, and we're always going to do that. But we have hopefully a business model which maybe, who knows, could be reiterated by other clubs and could be sustainable long term, which is a lot to be said for that non-league. There's a lot of these clubs, some teams we've played, they've been around for 100 years, got a lot of respect for them. Some of them don't. A lot of them go under, you know, because they're maybe made short-term decisions financially to come back to bite you. We don't want to be those guys.
On the running side of the club, you must have done some serious amount of learning this last, what was it, May you announced that you was joining the league? Have you even had a minute to yourself since then for that? Because I can imagine there's so much you need to learn about running a football club. It's not getting a group of mates together to play against another group of mates, no more, is it? There's obviously league commitments that's required. Team sheets have got to be put in at certain times. There must be 1,000 things you've got to do.
There's a load of things, mate, and I'm very lucky. I've got people around me that are very experienced at that. Debs, who's just over there as our manager, was a massively important addition for us because I've known him for a long time, I know he's a good guy, but also he's done this so many times. He's been 4 levels higher than this as an assistant manager, so he knows all the things you've got to do. We're doing everything by the book, you know, we're quite quickly encountering other clubs that aren't doing that, so I think that it's important to us that we do. There's a lot of eyes on us and a lot of people probably want to see us fail, so we have to do it properly. And yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it on my own, certainly not. Hope that doesn't, people don't think that it's all me doing it behind the scenes. So it's not just Debs, we've got Neil, we've got Alex, we've got Wes, we've got Lewis, all these people working at Yarni, they're working on it day to day, as well as all the players giving up their time. They're the guys that are making this tick. I'm just sort of putting it all together. Seb as well, I forgot to mention Seb, the guy that gets us these sponsorship deals. Without them we wouldn't be here. So it is a lot of stuff. Like I said, we benefit from the fact that we've got employees and other teams around us mostly don't, mostly voluntary based. Those employees have a lot of stuff to do, a lot of work, not just the things you mentioned, but a million other things. And we have a lot of costs. But yeah, it is a huge undertaking, I think more than people probably realise from watching the videos.
What's the main source of criticism, do you think?
I think the criticism before encountering us, and maybe just hearing the story, maybe sometimes it's just hearing the name. Some people just don't like the name, it's very divisive.
It's very social media, new, blah, blah, blah. Isn't it?
That's our thinking, it's like, that's what we come from, right? That's where we started off as a 7-a-side team in London. We used to play games before the cameras were rolling called hashtag FC. We like that it harks back to where we come from, and the word hashtag is mentioned every day in common parlance. You hear it, maybe make you think of hashtag. I think it works quite well for us personally, but some people think it doesn't fit in football and it's not a place. People don't realise Port Vale's not a place. You know, there's plenty of teams out there that aren't named after places. And even the league tried to tell us we had to put a place name in our name.
Really?
Yeah, and we said, well, we haven't got a place right now. We're not from a place, from the internet. And other teams don't have place names, so why are you letting them do it? And we got okayed in the end. So, yeah, I think criticism before meeting us and encountering us is often like, these guys, they shouldn't be here, they're not like us, and we're not like them. Doesn't mean we shouldn't be here. I think you saw today, not only do we have a lot of people here, we had a young crowd, which is something the non-league needs. You know, a lot of these, you go to these games, you've got 4 or 5 people at them and they're all the wrong side of 60, and that's great, I love those guys, but what happens when they move on and there's no one to come through and help these teams tick on? We're going to away games and we're giving them their highest, not every time, but sometimes we're giving them their highest attendance of the season, and that money goes to them. I think we're hugely beneficial to the clubs around us. So hopefully people start to see that. We've had some really good receptions from some clubs. Coggeshall brings to mind. They are really nice when we came along. And I don't have any bad experiences, just the odd stuff on social media, but we're used to that. We've had that since day one. So hopefully when we encounter people, what I'm more worried about is if we leave a bad impression. You know, Devs is great at making sure the boys, particularly in away games, leave the changing room spotless and give no one anything to criticise us about. And if they do still criticise us and we don't feel we've deserved that, we can sleep at night. If for me, if we bring it on ourselves and we've done bad, that will make me feel bad. So hopefully we're proving people wrong that do doubt us.
Well, there you go. There's definitely a story to be told here, and it's definitely a story that's been written here, and I'm really happy to come and experience it, because I enjoyed the level. It's still a great standard, this, to watch. It's entertaining football, as you said. First half, really entertaining. Second half, it calmed down a little bit, but yeah, it was a good game of football, and that's what I like about what you're doing with Hashtag and with all the other stuff that you're doing with the Wembley Cup and everything. It's real football. It's actual real football. It's not talking about football, it's not doing this about football, it's actually getting people to go out and play football, and I've got time for that all day long.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming down, Stephen, mate.
No, I really enjoyed it. Nice.
Keep up the good work on the channel, and yeah, thanks for coming. Always welcome.